Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is January 22, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about 30 charged in Japan with trading $96 million of crypto stolen in Coincheck hack. Class action filed against listed Bitcoin miner Bit Digital over fraud allegations. Digital asset manager Komainu to provide custody of crypto seized by UK police. Tether's bank Deltec says stablecoin is fully backed by reserves. Russia's Sberbank files to launch its own stablecoin. OKCoin to integrate Bitcoin's Lightning Network in Q1. Bitcoin faces further losses before rally restarts, say analysts. First mover, Bitcoin newbies get volatility lesson as old pros lament FUD. Now let's get started. $30 charged in Japan with trading $96 million of crypto stolen in Coincheck hack. The individuals are accused of trading cryptocurrency stolen during the $560 million exchange hack in 2018. Around 30 people have been formally charged in Japan with trading almost $100 million worth of digital assets while knowing they had been stolen 3 years ago. According to a report by Japan's Mainichi on Friday, authorities in Japan allege the people were found to have been exchanging NEMs ZEM, plus 2% cryptocurrency for other cryptocurrencies via an illicit exchange on a darknet marketplace. The stolen cryptocurrency is a portion of the $560 million worth of ZEM and other cryptocurrencies siphoned off the Tokyo-based Coincheck exchange in a massive January 2018 hack. The 30 individuals are alleged to have traded more than 10 billion yen, 96 million United States dollars, based on the exchange rate at the time of the theft when ZEM was around its all-time high of $1.60. Prices today are well below that at around 21 cents, according to CoinMarketCap. Some of the suspects involved in the arrest allegedly exchanged their illicitly traded digital currencies for fiat currency at various legal exchanges in Japan and overseas, netting large profits. The identities of those who hacked Coincheck still remain unknown. The Tokyo Metropolitan Police Department will soon finalize its probe into those that exchanged the stolen tokens as the statute of limitations is approaching, according to Mainichi's report. Two individuals whose trading volumes greatly exceeded others were arrested in March 2020, while the other suspects were charged a later date. The 30 are residents of Japan and have been referred to prosecutors following the charges. Class action filed against listed Bitcoin miner Bit Digital over fraud allegations. Defendants allege the mining company made false and/or misleading statements and failed to disclose the true extent of its mining operations. A class action lawsuit has been filed against NASDAQ-listed Bitcoin mining company Bit Digital following recent allegations of fraud. According to a court document filed in the Southern District Court of New York on Thursday, the class action seeks to recover damages for Bit Digital investors who made stock purchases between December 21, 2020, and January 8, 2021. Defendants allege the mining company made false and/or misleading statements and failed to disclose the true extent of its mining operations, which it said had 22,869 Bitcoin machines in China, per the filing. On Tuesday, Bit Digital denied allegations of fraud brought against it by J Capital Research in a report that claimed the company has tried to downplay the criminality of its actions. J Capital also alleged that the large number of mining machines reported by the company was simply not possible after reportedly checking with its government contacts in China. Defendants Bit Digital, positive statements about the company's business, operations, and prospects were materially misleading and/or lacked a reasonable basis, the court filing reads. Bit Digital said Tuesday that its mainland China mining operations are managed by XMAX Hong Kong, and all utility bills and other expenses are paid to Hong Kong suppliers. Bit Digital must respond within a 60-day period. Failing to do so would bring about a default judgment for relief. The firm's shares BTBT have declined 2.15% Friday and are currently down 45% year to date. Digital asset manager Komainu to provide custody of crypto seized by UK police. Komainu will be responsible for providing police across the UK with a more robust means to store cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrency seized by UK police during investigations will now be securely stored by digital asset manager Komainu. Under a new framework service agreement with the Derbyshire Constabulary on behalf of the National Police Chiefs Council (NPCC) cybercrime program, Komainu will be responsible for providing a more robust means to store cryptocurrencies seized during investigations across the UK, according to a press release Thursday. The cybercrime program is designed to ensure authorities in the UK have the necessary tools to respond to cybercrime. Angela McLaren, Assistant Commissioner with responsibility for the NPCC Economic and Cybercrime Portfolio, said the specialist cybercrime units at local, regional and national levels across the UK desperately needed access to a secure storage solution for cryptocurrencies. This collaboration of services will provide UK policing with the infrastructure needed to ensure the efficient handling of criminal cases that involve cryptocurrencies, said McLaren. Komainu, which won the contract after a successful tender process, will now provide its storage solution to all police forces in England and Wales, the Police Service of Northern Ireland, the Police Service of Scotland, British Transport Police and all law enforcement agencies within the UK, the Assistant Commissioner said. Arrangement is expected to increase efficiency and reduce the costs associated with different police forces seeking their own custody solutions. The procurement contract was supported by Europe's largest digital asset manager CoinShares and Gentium, a UK law enforcement consultancy specializing in financial and cyber-related crime. Komainu, a custodian that offers regulatory compliance and insurance services, is a Jersey, UK-regulated joint venture between Nomura Holdings, CoinShares and Ledger that began operations in June 2020. Tether's bank Deltec says stablecoin is fully backed by reserves. Every Tether is backed by a reserve and their reserve is more than what is in circulation, said Gregory Pepin, Deltec Bank's deputy CEO. Tether Limited's Bahamas-based bank, Deltec, said on Friday the company's Tether, USDT, stablecoin is fully backed by reserves, downplaying resurgent fears about the cryptocurrency's integrity. Every Tether is backed by a reserve and their reserve is more than what is in circulation, Gregory Pepin, Deltec Bank deputy CEO, said on the latest episode of the Unchained podcast hosted by journalist Laura Shin. We can see it firsthand, so I can confirm that. Tether Limited, the company behind the Tether stablecoin, which has a value linked to the US dollar on a one-to-one basis, has been long accused of lacking transparency about the coin's backing. Indeed, a Tether lawyer said in 2019 each USDT was only about 74% backed by fiat equivalents. USDT's market capitalization has grown from $4 billion to an astonishing $24 billion in the past 12 months. Reserves are said by Tether on its website to include traditional currency and cash equivalents and, from time to time, may include other assets and receivables from loans made by Tether to third parties, which may include affiliated entities. Fears about a shortage of backing resurfaced last week after a Medium post cited the discrepancy between the amount of Tether issued during the 9 months to September 2020 and the funds held at Bahamas-based domestic banks as evidence of a massive shortage of reserves at Tether. There weren't nearly enough dollars in all the domestic banks in the Bahamas to back the Tethers that were floating around in the crypto market, the anonymously penned post stated, citing Bahamas central bank figures. Pepin, however, refuted that claim, stating that Deltec is not a domestic bank and doesn't have an authorized dealer license, which is needed to hold Bahamian dollars in cash and deposits. We cannot take domestic customers and we cannot hold domestic Bahamian dollars. So that report is actually not relevant, Pepin told Shin. And actually, if the post's author took a little effort to go and dig a bit about the size of the Bahamian market of banking, that person would have found out that the entire mass of banks have around $200 billion in assets, I believe. And we are a part of that. Pepin also offered clarity on the bank's recent disclosure of Bitcoin (BTC) purchases for clients, which triggered rumors it was doing so on behalf of Tether. Both the bank and Tether denied the claim last week. We have a very competent and well-respected investment team. And as part of their portfolio education for customers, they actually did an allocation in Bitcoin on behalf of those customers, Pepin said, noting that the 50-year-old bank's customers range from asset managers to high-net-worth individuals. Russia's Sberbank files to launch its own stablecoin. Russia's largest retail bank has applied to become a licensed digital assets issuer. Sber, Russia's largest retail bank, has applied for a license with the country's central bank to issue its own digital token for corporate clients. The digital asset will be available for the company's banking with Sber, which have been expressing interest in blockchain-based deals for some time, a spokesperson from the bank told CoinDesk via email. This stablecoin will allow companies to use smart contracts on Sber's platform based on the Hyperledger Fabric blockchain. Tokenizing both material goods and fiat money on this platform will allow transactions to be fully automatic, the Sber press office said. The digital token will not be a cryptocurrency, but instead a tokenized form of the rubles the companies hold on their Sber accounts, they said. Just like money on a bank account, but running on a different tech infrastructure. Sber Deputy Chairman Anatoly Popov told the Interfax news agency on Friday that the bank applied to register its blockchain platform with the Bank of Russia at the beginning of this month. According to Russia's law on digital assets, which came into force January 1, 2021, all centralized issuers of digital assets in Russia must register with the regulator. According to Popov, the registration process takes up to 45 days, after which Sber expects to receive either approval or comments and requests from the central bank. If the project gets the green light, it's expected to launch sometime this spring. One possible challenge might be the lack of clarity regarding taxation of digital assets in Russia, he said, detailed regulation for which is yet to be passed. Sber launched its Hyperledger Fabric-powered blockchain platform last summer and aired plans to launch its own digital token at the time. The bank has been consistently active in the blockchain space, participating in a number of pilots involving securities on a blockchain. Russia passed its first law regulating digital tokens last fall, detailing the criteria and regulation process for companies that want to issue digital assets for the Russian market. It also mentions cryptocurrencies that have no entity controlling them, like Bitcoin (BTC), plus 3.47%, which are recognized as property, are subject to taxation and can't be used to pay for goods and services. Non-qualified investors in Russia cannot purchase more than 600,000 rubles, about $7,740, worth of digital assets in 1 year, according to a Bank of Russia directive issued in December. Sber, recently rebranded from Sberbank, is the first Russian mainstream company that has publicly announced an application for a digital asset registration with the central bank. The Bank of Russia itself has been exploring the possibility of launching a Russian ruble-backed central bank digital currency, CBDC, the digital ruble. OKCoin to integrate Bitcoin's Lightning Network in Q1. The feature, added to alleviate fee pressure during Bitcoin's bull market, could be live within a month's time. OKCoin is the latest crypto exchange to support Bitcoin's Lightning Network. Per details shared with CoinDesk, the exchange is in the final phases of integrating the secondary scaling network. It should be live within 3 to 4 weeks, OKCoin's team told CoinDesk. We have been a Bitcoin exchange since 2013, and while we are excited about decentralized finance and other assets, we know Bitcoin is the foundation of the entire industry. Bitcoin's network is often congested and has high transaction fees, particularly during bull markets, OKCoin CEO Hong Fang told CoinDesk. OKCoin adopts Lightning. The Lightning Network is a technology stack built on top of Bitcoin which facilitates faster and cheaper transactions than Bitcoin's primary network. This integration means OKCoin can lower deposit minimums for Bitcoin on Lightning to 0.000001 BTC, 3 cents, while the withdrawal maximum is $750. OKCoin representatives told CoinDesk that Lightning Network deposits will show up under users' regular Bitcoin balances, and that users only have to pay Lightning Network fees, usually pennies, when withdrawing. OKCoin is one of the members of Blockstream's Liquid sidechain, another scaling solution, wherein a network maintained by a federation of members like OKCoin processes transactions for a fraction of the cost of Bitcoin's primary network. OKCoin's CEO told CoinDesk the exchange may explore other networks in the future but is focused on implementing Lightning Live on the platform first. Once it's integrated, the Lightning Network will be available on both OKCoin's mobile and web applications. Bitcoin Lightning Network Exchanges. OKCoin is not the only exchange riding Lightning into the new year. At the turn of 2020, Kraken Exchange announced it would launch support for the network sometime in the first half of 2021. Shortly after the new year, UK-based CoinCorner integrated the solution for users of its exchange after having it as a payment option on its merchant plugin for some months. Moment is building for the Lightning Network's utility as an instant, cheap on and off ramp to exchanges. Bitfinex, which services an international clientele but is closed to US users, was one of the first exchanges to offer Lightning Network deposits and withdrawals. US exclusive River Financial also offers Lightning functionality for its users. Bitcoin faces further losses before rally restarts, say analysts. Despite a bounce earlier on Friday, Bitcoin may yet see further losses in the near term. Bitcoin's shorter-term price woes are likely not over yet, analysts say, with one predicting a further decline to $26,000. The cryptocurrency fell by 13% on Thursday in a spot market sell-off, hitting a low of $28,845 earlier on Friday, the lowest level since January 4th. In the hours since, the cryptocurrency has regained some poise to trade back above $31,000. I am not sure the low of $28,000 seen early Friday is the bottom, Ki Young Ju, CEO of blockchain analytics firm CryptoQuant, told CoinDesk. He highlighted a negative Coinbase premium as evidence of weak dip demand from large investors. CryptoQuant's Coinbase Premium Indicator measures the spread between Coinbase's BTC-USD pair and Binance's BTC-USDT pair, which includes the stablecoin Tether. A positive spread implies strong institutional inflows, as Coinbase is considered synonymous with high-net-worth individuals and institutional investors. While prices have recovered to $31,000, the spread remains flat to negative, implying a lack of dip demand from big investors. The Coinbase premium fell as low as $227 in the past 24 hours. According to Ju, Bitcoin consistently traded at a premium of over $50 on Coinbase throughout the rally from $20,000 to $40,000, indicating major spot market inflows from large investors. A drop in the GBTC premium, which measures the difference between the value of Grayscale Bitcoin Trust's holdings and the market price of the holdings, is another bearish factor to consider. The premium has all but evaporated in recent days, a sign of weakening of institutional demand. While retail investors directly buy Bitcoin on the spot market, many institutional investors invest through the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust for regulatory reasons. New York-based Grayscale is owned by Digital Currency Group, the parent company of CoinDesk. Matthew Dibb, COO and co-founder of Singapore-based Stack Funds, also cited the negative Coinbase premium as a cause of concern for the bulls and took note of the bearish technical setup for Bitcoin. Bitcoin broke short-term support on Thursday, and while the market is trading positively now, we may see lows down to the $26,000 mark in the coming weeks, Matthew Dibb, co-founder and COO of Singapore-based Stack Funds, told CoinDesk over WhatsApp. After failing multiple times to establish a foothold below $32,000 earlier this month, sellers finally secured a daily close UTC time below that level on Thursday, coupled with a fallout of a contracting triangle that indicates the path of least resistance is to the downside. Bitcoin's recovery is already being capped by the former support turned resistance of $32,000. A move above $35,000 is needed to abort the bearish view, according to popular Twitter trader Cred. That level could be put to the test, as the derivative market is more relaxed now, and we have seen some good buying interest around $30,000, Patrick Husser, head of trading at Swiss-based crypto broker AGG said. The perpetual funding rates and futures premium are reverting toward their mean from elevated levels observed earlier this month when Bitcoin was trading near record highs. The perpetual's funding rate or the cost of holding long positions is currently seen at 0.008%, down significantly from the high of nearly 0.10% observed on January 19, according to data provider Glassnode. Down but not out. Despite the latest decline, Bitcoin is still up 6% on a year-to-date basis and up over 35% from the price of $23,000 seen precisely a month ago. Analysts remain optimistic about the cryptocurrency's long-term prospects. Veteran investors in Asia are holding strong and taking the opportunity to stack higher. The history of Bitcoin is littered with such shakeouts, and we expect a whipsaw reversal to $50,000 in short order, Jahan Chu, managing partner at Hong Kong-based crypto investment firm Kinetic Capital, said. Bitcoin has taken a beating this week amid renewed regulatory concerns and bearish comments by prominent investors. First mover, Bitcoin newbies get volatility lesson as old pros lament FUD. A mixture of bearish price chart patterns and ill-understood news items combined to cause Bitcoin's biggest price plunge since March, in a demonstration to market newcomers of the cryptocurrency's notorious volatility. Bitcoin, BTC, appeared to stabilize above $31,000 after Thursday's plunge, the biggest since March. A break of $30,000 could have been bad news, but it managed to turn things round. Craig Erlam, senior market analyst for the London-based foreign exchange brokerage Oanda, told clients early Friday in an email. We may see a small rebound now, just as we did earlier this month. But the price action we've seen this month suggests there's some nervousness around these levels. In traditional markets, European shares slid and U.S. stock futures pointed to a higher open, amid growing concerns over the potential impact of coronavirus-related measures in places including the UK, Italy, Germany and Hong Kong. Gold weakened 1% to $1,851.43 an ounce. Market moves. It was one of those days in cryptocurrency markets where, at least for the bulls, everything seemed to go wrong. Bitcoin prices tumbled 13% on Thursday in the biggest market meltdown since the panic-fueled selling of last March, when the devastating economic toll of the coronavirus became clear. Ether, ETH, the second biggest cryptocurrency after Bitcoin, tumbled 19%, just days after eclipsing its old all-time high from the 2018 bull run. The broader crypto asset market is finally giving back some of its recent gains in what many continue to believe is a healthy or much-needed market-wide correction. The cryptocurrency exchange Kraken wrote in a daily email. As reported Thursday in First Mover, the mood in the Bitcoin market had flipped bearish as troubling patterns appeared in price charts, most notably the breakdown of what's known among analysts as a contracting triangle. Essentially, Bitcoin had been trading for the past couple weeks in an ever-narrowing range between roughly $34,000 and $40,000, and as prices slid below the lower threshold, the sell-off accelerated. It didn't help that there were all sorts of other nettlesome news tidbits floating around on social media and the mainstream financial press. Those included reports of a dreaded double spend on the Bitcoin blockchain that might reveal a severe security vulnerability. As reported by CoinDesk's Colin Harper, the hubbub turned out to be no big deal. In this case, a chain reorganization of one block occurred, which is fairly common, Jason Lau, COO of OKCoin Exchange, told CoinDesk. But the fear, uncertainty and doubt, known as FUD in crypto circles, kept coming as crypto traders and Twitterati debated the perceived risks emanating from the rapid growth in the dollar-linked stablecoin Tether, USDT, which is under investigation by the New York Attorney General's office. Some investors focused on U.S. Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen's remark during a confirmation hearing earlier this week that cryptocurrencies are a particular concern when it comes to terrorist financing. But in a follow-up response to questions asked in the U.S. Senate hearing, Yellen wrote that cryptocurrencies also have the potential to improve the efficiency of the financial system, as reported by CoinDesk's Nikhil Ashde. While traders in digital markets are accustomed to volatility, it may have been a lot to take for the newbies who've only recently crept into digital markets lured by last year's quadrupling in price, a doubling the year before that and the alluring narrative that Bitcoin should hold its value during an era of rampant central bank money printing because of the hard limits on new supplies of the cryptocurrency, which are coded into the underlying blockchain network's original programming. Corrections are a natural part of any market and are especially natural in the Bitcoin ecosystem, Michael Sonnenschein, CEO of Grayscale Investments, told CNBC. New York-based Grayscale, a unit of Digital Currency Group, which also owns CoinDesk, has been one of the biggest on-ramps in recent months for big institutional investors looking for exposure to Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies more generally. Where does all this leave the market? Bitcoin's cumulative percentage returns for 2021, which had swelled to as high as 45%, have now been whittled to just 8.3%. That's still roughly triple what U.S. stocks have done this year. Even so, for crypto traders, it's quite a come down. Some high flyers had bought Bitcoin options that won't pay out unless prices are above $72,000 on January 29th. To get there at this point, the cryptocurrency would have to more than double over the next week. According to Kraken, the exchange, plenty of buyers appeared in over-the-counter markets as Bitcoin fell. Flow out of the Americas was predominantly driven by opportunistic BTC buyers who had long been targeting the $30,000-$33,000 region. As noted by CoinDesk's Daniel Kari, Thursday's price plunge came on unusually light trading activity. Daily volume on 8 exchanges tracked by CoinDesk totaled $860 million as of late afternoon in New York, a paltry showing compared to the past month's $4.3 billion average. Still, it's hard to avoid the nagging question, is this the start of a deeper retracement of merely the testing of the range floor? Matt Blom, head of sales and trading for the digital asset exchange firm EQUOS, told clients in a note. For now, prices appear to have stabilized around $31,000, but analysts have warned that a drop below the psychological threshold of $30,000 could lead to further selling. According to Blom, it's a bullish sign that some 270,000 bitcoins, worth some $8.5 billion at current price levels, are headed for known accumulation wallets, depleting exchange balances, which now sit at their lowest levels since August 2018. In simple terms, Bitcoin holders aren't exactly rushing to liquidate. Fundamentally, nothing has changed the core messaging, Blom wrote. The easiest thing to say is that Bitcoin is likely to stay volatile. Early in 2021, we have already seen intraday volatility rear its ugly head, and we believe it is likely to do so again throughout the year, the cryptocurrency investment firm CoinShares wrote Thursday in a report. Bitcoin's shorter-term price woes are likely not over yet, analysts say, with one of them predicting a further decline to $26,000. I am not sure the low of $28,000 seen early Friday is the bottom, Ki Young Ju, CEO of blockchain analytics firm CryptoQuant, told CoinDesk. He highlighted a negative Coinbase premium as evidence of weak dip demand from large investors. CryptoQuant's Coinbase Premium Indicator measures the spread between Coinbase's BTC USD pair and Binance's BTC USDT pair, which includes the stablecoin Tether. A positive spread implies strong institutional inflows. The Coinbase Premium fell as low as $227 in the past 24 hours. According to Ju, Bitcoin consistently traded at a premium of over $50 on Coinbase throughout the rally from $20,000 to $40,000, indicating major spot market inflows from large investors. Some analysts remained optimistic about the cryptocurrency's long-term prospects. The history of Bitcoin is littered with such shakeouts, and we expect a whipsaw reversal to $50,000 in short order, Jahan Chu, managing partner at Hong Kong-based crypto investment firm Kinetic Capital, said. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.